The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Seth Liebson Show. It is Friday, August 24th, 2018. Mr. Clay, Bill, my producer, is there any way to make that incoming music, that Van Halen, just a little louder, give it a little more cowbell, a little more oomph, a little more chutzpah? That could be done? All right, I think they deserve it. Van Halen needs to be played loudly. It's not like it's Michael McDonald, you know, which should be played softly, if at all. This is great. Our good friend Tim Jeffries is calling in. He's a candidate for state Senate. Your last name doesn't have to be Jeffrey to be on the show. We had Terry Jeffrey in the previous hour. It is a delight to welcome on the line, our guest line, my good friend and often a guest here, Timothy Jeffries. How's it going, Tim?
Things are blessed, Seth, and congratulations on your return to the Patriots.
Thank you.
It's great to have you on the airwaves again.
Thank you, sir. It's good to host you on them. You are in a big election race, LD 23, Legislative District 23. You're running for Senate. The election is this Tuesday. How's it looking, Tim?
It's looking great. I'm very humbled and heartened by all the support that my conservative issues-focused campaign is receiving. We've raised well over twice as much money as the other two candidates. We have hundreds of volunteers. We have tracking polls that tell us that things are going well, and I'm very hopeful for the primary election night on Tuesday.
Good for you, Tim, and good for you for getting in on this. It takes a lot of work and a lot of effort, and I remember you and I had a conversation before you went in on this, and I appreciate you seeking me out to be of any help I could to your campaign, and it's an honor and a delight to do so. A big theme of my show yesterday, Tim, of our show yesterday, was cynicism in politics created by dissembling lies, taking things out of context, more than just mudslinging, the distortion of facts. And of course, that has happened in many respects. That has happened to you in your campaign, as well as, I would say, in your public life generally. There are certain people that, media, left, opponents, they like to sling at. They like to distort the records. It's happened to you, and you put up a website about the facts. It's called Jeffrey's Facts. I'd like you to say a word or two about that, too, if you would.
Yes. Well, you know, politics is rough and tumble regardless of one's political party, and I certainly expected the election to be rough and tumble, particularly because I crashed the coronation party for Rep. Michelle Eugenti Rita, who consistently carries an air of entitlement for this Senate seat. But, you know, I believe in competition, and I've been very forthright about the contrast on key issues, which I know she has not particularly appreciated, mainly because she's never had a robust political race. Be that as it may, your listeners know that I'm a pretty easy Google based on my fairly eventful and epic 21 months of transformation and reform at Arizona DES.
Yeah.
So I expected Rep. Eugenti and her minions to, seek to have some fun with that. But unfortunately, she, as an alleged conservative Republican, crossed a major line with me and really thousands of others, because she didn't just take, the defamatory and libelous articles from the Arizona Republic and repeat them. She listed any number of things as facts. And so you know, in two of her mailers, she said, it's a fact that I oversaw illegal purchasing. She says, it's a fact I circumvented state law. Basically, she proclaimed to voters that it's a fact that I'm almost a criminal element, and she's gone as far as to say I'm unfit for public office, which is quite interesting. So, Seth, you know, I've been consistently trying to educate folks on what the true record at DES was. So above and beyond my campaign website, we set up a site, jeffreysfacts.com, which I think is a very, very good website. And we get into the facts of my very significant tenure in DES, a tenure that continues to reverberate positively in the hearts and minds of several thousand DES colleagues.
Yeah, I know. That's one of the interesting things is how many DES colleagues of yours are supporting you for your campaign. It just belies the otherwise false narrative. And there's no such thing as, I mean, there's not much better thing than a good fact killing an ugly theory, right?
Yes. Well, I'm blessed with a lot of volunteers, but without a doubt, my most passionate volunteers are DES social workers mm-hmm. who are typically driving from the west side of town to work my district here on the east side of town. And it is beautiful. It is beautiful because most of these folks are actually Democrats, and they've never supported a conservative Republican. And they're supporting me because they know I'm a good man. They know that I love them. They know that I tried to do the right things at DES. And so I'm very gratified by their support. But over and above that, you know, I've heard from 2,000 DES employees since I left DES. And they were all, except for three, positive messages.
Wow. Well, you are the kind of candidate that, if and when elected, will be a game changer in our state Senate. And it's one of the many reasons I have been rooting for you, Tim. The idea that you would what did the mailer say, that you were basically a scofflaw, that you were a quasi-felon, unfit for office? I mean, anyone who knows your biography, anyone who knows your story, knows that you are as tough from a personal as well as a public policy perspective on crime as possible, because you know what it can do. This is offensive to me.
Yes, it's offensive to me as well. I'm an easy Google, but Rep. Gentirita is a pretty easy Google too, and I'll take my Google over her. And so we sent out a mailer to over 20,000 great citizens that highlighted facts, well-known facts, about some of the impropriety and lack of ethics at the Capitol while she should have been doing the people's business.
I understand.
So I just spoke to facts. She has leaned on smears, lies, and libel.
Tim, we have about a minute left, and then I'll let you get back to the hustings. But in this minute left, what are you running on? What are your priorities for when you go to the state Senate?
Well, I'm running as the Christian, conservative, constitutionalist Republican that I am. Big issues of border security, public safety, education, job creation, life and family are front and center. On my website, tj4az.com, I line list some very specific things that I'm going to introduce as proposed legislation in my first 7 days. And let's just say, similar to DES, I will not be sitting on the sidelines. I'll be right in the thick of things, because I do believe that's what voters want. People who are going to fight for them and not just around the edges, but fight for big things.
Well, great, Tim. I'm looking forward to Wednesday's show. I'm hoping to interview a lot of the victors in the primary, and I hope if you don't get any calls before 3 p.m. on Wednesday, you'll let us be one of your first interviews.
I promise, Seth, and thank you for your support, and my thanks and prayers for all your great listeners.
You betcha, Tim. Godspeed, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Thanks for calling in. Folks, if you heard my monologue in the last hour, it's talking not only about the importance of politics, the importance of the happy warrior, the importance of candidates that actually love being interviewed for the job. We have a lot of them. We're blessed to have a lot of them in Arizona. I think you heard one yesterday on this show. You heard one here again today in Tim Jeffries. If you have a particular candidate you are strenuously supporting, ardently supporting, volunteering for, helping out, trying to get elected on Tuesday, 602-508-0960. This is your show to give them a plug and tell us why you're supporting them. They don't get elected without you, and we don't get educated without knowing what you know. So let our listeners know. Call us. Tell us. 602-5080-960. Who you're working for and why. We'll be right back.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.